General Motors CEO Dan Akerson announced the company's $600 million investment in the Fairfax plant.
That's one of the largest single plant investments in one plant in GM's history, other than a greenfield new plant.
There was no mention of adding more jobs at the assembly plant, which now employs more than 3,700. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback's agenda rolled ahead. The state Senate passed a proposal to have the governor appoint appellate and state Supreme Court judges to then be confirmed by the Senate. They're currently nominated by a panel composed mostly of attorneys, which Republicans like Senator Jeff King say is undemocratic.
We are faced with a system that puts unprecedented power in the hands of one special interest group.
Democrats, including Topeka's Anthony Hensley, say the current system is about appointing qualified judges.
The judiciary branch is the last remaining branch of a government free from Governor Brownback's control.
The bill now goes to the Kansas House. A constitutional amendment, it would also require a public vote. The Kansas House passed a bill prohibiting payroll deductions for public employee union political contributions. Republican Marvin Klebb of Overland Park said it was about protecting workers.
This is giving them the opportunity to avoid contributing to political action committees that they don't want to contribute to.
Democratic Representative John Wilson was among those who didn't agree.
HB 2023 is an overtly political attempt to fix a problem that doesn't exist.
The NEA's David Schommer had similar thoughts on a bill in committee that would limit the bargaining rights of teachers' unions.
This bill's unspoken interest is to get rid of collective bargaining as we know it in Kansas.
In his State of the State address, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon again called for the expansion of Medicaid in the state.
Will we let the tax dollars that Missourians send to Washington be spent in other states instead? The people of Missouri deserve to see their tax dollars come back to their communities.
Republican, House, and Senate majorities were not buying that. Nixon also asked for more education spending, a longer school year, and campaign contribution limits. Kansas City, Missouri law enforcement agencies joined forces as the No Violence Alliance. Coordinator Captain Joe McHale said it will focus on about 360 individuals at the core of violent crime.
In the coming weeks, key individuals in these violent networks will be contacted and a clear message will be delivered. The message will be, we are here to help.
Kansas City recorded the most January homicides in 20 years. And the city lost the woman who some called its first lady. Adele Hall was the first woman president of the Area United Way, chaired the boards of Children's Mercy Hospital and the Greater Kansas City Community Foundation, and supported hundreds of area causes and charities. Mayor Sly James said,
we've lost a person who was a friend, who was a patron of the arts, who was involved in a lot of different aspects of this city. And I have to tell you, I was a little bit stunned and still am.
Adele Hall is survived by her husband of nearly 60 years, Donald Hall, and two sons, a daughter and nine grandchildren. This is KCUR.